God bless you, sisters and brothers in Christ. We are continuing with lesson 5 of our mini-series where we are being discipled in how to properly approach debate, discussion, dialogue, social media posts, comments, replies, and the like. We are still in the vein of the breaking of bread, what we need to be devoted to according to Acts 2:42. We have to be devoted to the word and devoted to the breaking of bread, devoted to fellowship, devoted to prayer according to the scripture. We are the house of God. We are the temples of God, and we are to worship. Worship is to flow out of us, so God wants to lead us through our worship to our true place of destiny, even in our daily perspectives, even in our daily interactions, even in our everyday thought processes, okay, and engagement. God is saying, I want you to tap into destiny. And so for lesson 5 today, continuing in the breaking of bread, God is saying, I need your viewpoint, your daily perspective, to be able to believe bigger. Can we allow our viewpoint and our daily perspectives, the things that we daily engage in, the things that we daily have to deal with, good, bad, and indifferent, can we allow that viewpoint to believe bigger? And God is going to challenge us in this lesson today so that we understand that believing bigger can happen at the table in the breaking of bread. So first of all, God is saying, find your setting, okay? Find your setting. He wants us to sit with people that challenge us. He wants us to sit with people that stretch us. He wants us to sit with people that also celebrates and commends us just as our Father does. And so in an accurate, everyday example of that, just because we're all in the body of Christ doesn't mean that we all have the same or are like-minded in the trajectory of growing up in and with Christ, okay? Some people are in the body and they straddle the fence. Then there are other people who are in the body who are laying every weight aside that hinders them and are truly trying to press, okay, into the righteousness of God, into upholding a lifestyle, a language, a speech, a heart posture, motives, and mindset that is truly centered and backed by, breathed in, founded on, okay? I hope you get it, the things of God, the ways of God, the will of God, the instructions of God. And so you want to find your setting so that you're not sitting with people who can keep you lukewarm, who can keep you from a lack of growth, or who can keep you, you know, just comfortable in your Christianity, all right? So find your setting when you're at the table, because when you sit with people who challenge you and who stretch you, they are the people who are going to, God is going to use to mature you, to aspire you, to inspire you, to be an example for you that, yes, you, it can be done. If they can do it, you can do it, okay? God will do it for you. So allow yourself to be challenged as you're breaking bread with people in the discussion, in the dialogue. Allow yourself to be stretched, but also give yourself space to be celebrated. Give yourself a space to be celebrated by your fellow brothers and sisters who are also like-minded, because they are celebrating you for choosing to be about your Father's business. They're not condemning you. They're not making you feel bad about it. They're not making you question it. They are celebrating you for choosing to be about your Father's business. They are celebrating and commending you in your singleness, in your marriage, as a husband, as a wife, as a parent, in your surrender to God. They are celebrating and commending you to continue to stretch forth and reach toward the prize of Christ Jesus, okay? Now, that's in finding your setting, okay? And then we have to know and understand that at sometimes, overseers, not sometimes, but at all, overseers are also at the table, or they should be at the table, all right? The overseers are the people that God has strategically and purposely positioned to lead and keep things righteous. Okay, they are the people that God, let me say that again, the people that God has purposely and strategically positioned to oversee that the conversation, that the debate, that the commentary, that the dialogue, that you know, the people feelings all in their feelings, you know, whatever have that we've talked about in previous lessons that we are to be mindful of, because that's how we are approaching it, that we have to be mindful of. The overseer is there to make sure that things are being kept righteous. in all ways, okay? In the fun, in the laughter, in the debate, in the dialogue, kind of like a moderator, that person that is specifically there with one key purpose, and that's to keep things on the narrow path. Okay, the narrow path, or to let people know when things have gone too far, when we're feasting on self and in emotions, and, you know, rather than the challenge and the stretch and the like-mindedness to pursue righteousness, to check ourselves before we wreck the table, okay, being righteous, and Jesus is going to have to come and shake that thing up, right, and to let us know, no, y'all doing too much, y'all going too far, you in your feelings, you in your emotions, you in your opinion, you know, oh, so on and so forth, your motives ain't right here, I need to come clean this up. The overseer is positioned to do that. And so at the table, that's finding your setting. You want a setting where there is an overseer, okay? You want a setting where there is someone. And so we have to begin to pray, God, hearken my ears, you know, so that I'm aware to allow myself to hear the overseer and the instructions that you're giving them and how to disciple me and how to help me and how to stretch and challenge me, but also to celebrate and commend me for choosing to surrender, for choosing to grow, for choosing to be teachable, right? And so you want to make sure that the overseer is there and that you're praying to God so that you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Hello. Okay, hello. Because we don't want to be at the table combating the overseer. We don't want to be at the table combating the person that God has placed so that we remain in righteousness in conduct and in heart posture, okay? So God is saying let's be mindful of that because the overseer is positioned and the like-minded people are positioned to help us to believe bigger, to help us to gain this bigger viewpoint than what our current realities or dealings may have us see from. The lens that it may have us see through. But God is also saying, okay, that after we've been fed at the table through such stimulating conversation, through such stretching and the you know, breaking of bread with people, there is a time where dinner ends, right? There's a time where lunchtime is over. There's a time where we have to come off of social media. There's a time when the debate and discussion, it has to come to a close, right? But what God is saying is after we've been fed, remember, we're coming to the table to feast off the Father. Okay, so if you have people that are still stuck or who you notice that, okay, this isn't going anywhere, you know, somebody is stuck, no, we're not like-minded in this area, you know, I've been fed and I need to get up, okay, I need to get up from this table. But if we see that, then we understand, okay, and if it's been a great time, then it's time to get up, right? It's time to get up from the table. We don't ever get up from Jesus' table. But the breaking of bread with our brothers and sisters in Christ, at some point it has to come to an end. We have families to tend to. We have things to take care of. We have our own devotion to God's word that we need to get into so that we can bring that to the table the next time around, right? God is saying that it has to come to a point where you get up from the breaking of bread with your fellow brothers and sisters. This is not saying you forsake the assembly. Don't get it twisted, okay? The Bible says what it says. We do not forsake the assembly, but we can't allow debate, discussion to just keep going on and on and on. We can't allow social media comments and reactions and replies to just keep going on and on and on and on. At some point, wisdom says, let's close this. Let's shut this. Let me close the tabs. Let me close my screen. Let me, you know, let me come back to what God wants me to focus on, okay? So don't get my words twisted. Let's hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. All right? And that's why it is so important that we yield or are devoted to the word, because it helps us to remember our approach and our language when we're at the table so that God has access continuously, even when we get up, to our heart and to our minds and to the conditions of ourselves so that we don't revert once we get up from the table. And so that while we're at the table, we don't give into the temptation to go back and be into its human nature and the things that can be within us, okay? The wickedness that can reign within us if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to mend and work through the overseer, all right, to keep us on the right path and to challenge us. And so God has a goal for us, and that is, yes, to come meet us where we are. At the table, we're eating with all kinds of people. All kinds of people have their various dynamics and makeup and personalities. But ultimately, we should be like-minded in growing in Christ and understanding the knowledge of God. And so, yes, Jesus comes and meet us where we are. Okay, God is saying, I'm going to come meet you where you are, to the one who, you know, you feel like your language just can't change, to the one you feel like you don't have, I'm going to meet you where you are. But my goal, God is saying, at the table is to carry us through to where we need to be. That's the stretch. That's the challenge that happens in the breaking of bread with God and with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, who God is called to walk alongside us and to challenge and stretch and to pray for us. And sometimes that God getting us to where we need to be, yes, it's in the challenges and stretch, which can come through rebuke, you know, correction, you know, instruction, the discipleship that we need, you know, and the reminders. And so the brother and sister can say, you know what, I hear you. I hear your perspective. I hear what you're saying. But God is saying, let's grow in your viewpoint. Let's believe bigger than your current reality. Let's believe bigger than your past experiences. Let's believe bigger than your current understanding. So let's pray. Because I see the struggle, I see the fight, not to look down on one another, but to sit here at the table so that we can get up believing bigger. That's what Jesus wants to do. He wants to help us to grow in the next level of faith. The Bible says from faith to faith, from glory to glory. We don't want to stay stuck in any aspect, but God says, I want to challenge you to grow in your faith. That's to become spiritually mature. That's to believe bigger than beyond where you are in your current walk. And so in the breaking of bread with others, we are challenged to believe bigger, to take on God's viewpoint and word, and to that it trumps our personal motives, that it trumps our viewpoints and opinions, to believe beyond that, to come back to the proper belief that is backed with surrender. Nevertheless, not my will, God. Come on. Nevertheless, not our opinions, God. Nevertheless, not our pain, God. Nevertheless, not our own past experience. Nevertheless, not our own opinions, God, but your will be done. Not our own mission and motives, but your will be done. That is also choosing to believe bigger. Okay? So let's end this with a personal reflection. God is saying, as we break bread with him and our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ at the table, where in our lives can we realize that we need to believe bigger? When we look at the various things that we touch in our lives, the various things that we speak on and speak about in our lives, the various things that we think on and think about in our lives, where can we afford, where do we need to believe bigger? Is it in our health? Is it in our finances? Is it in our career? Is it in clarity of the word and the revelation that makes a difference in how we approach our lifestyle and our language and our heart posture? Is it in the purpose in living as kingdom citizens in the world but not of the world? Where can you afford to believe bigger? Because God is saying, I want your perspective daily to be able to come into the realm of heaven that God has for us and tap in and live there. Personal reflection. I will see you in our next week's lesson, lesson 6. God bless you. Play it back if you need to. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, your night, your morning, whenever you listen to this. God bless you.